Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's your boy, the host with the most. I do not brag or boast. And I'm coming to you guys live from coast to coast. It's your boy. I'm Chris the Dom One. And welcome to another rendition of I'm Chris the Dom One podcast, episode 192. How y'all living? I'm living swell. Feel free, be sure to hit the subscription button. Share this podcast with your friends, family, as well as your followers. And I know you guys listen to my podcast and other podcasts on other platforms such as iTunes, Google Play, but can you do your boy a favor? Can you do your boy a solid? Could you please subscribe to my Spotify rendition of I'm Chris the Dom One podcast? I gotta get those Spotify numbers up so we can utilize the other tools and services once we meet that requirement. Now, we got all that stuff out of the way. Thank you. We're going to be talking about a lot of stuff on today's show. We're going to be talking about Meghan Markle. We're also going to be talking about Zion Williams, the dilemma. We're also going to be talking about Boosie Badass, okay? So we got a lot of stuff to talk about. So let's just dive in, shall we? Okay, we already podcast streaming, okay? So, be sure to subscribe to me on my two channels on YouTube, Just My Opinion Podcast, as well as I'm Chris the Dom One. Subscribe and enjoy. You will not be disappointed. I want to put a shameless plug out there. And we talked about this on Too Early for This Podcast on I'm Chris the Dom One Podcast that premiered Saturday morning. We talked about Boosie Badass. Boosie Badass is feeling it, okay? Basically, if you've been living under a rock, allow your boy to explain. Boosie Badass was caught with some guns, and he was on a live show, on someone's live stream, and, you know, the law was watching him. They took in one video, Boosie had a gun in his pants. They screenshot it. And I'm telling you, Boosie Badass is probably going to, they're probably going to come down hard on Boosie Badass. Pause. This is a federal crime. The state dropped the case. And the federal, you know, the FBI picked it up. So now it's a federal situation. And Boosie looking at a lot of years, all right? Some are estimating upwards to like 15 years. Some are estimating even possibly 20. Now, they may come down on hard on him like they came down on Tax Stone, but the difference is Tax Stone actually took a life. And, you know, as far as Tax Stone getting out anytime soon, that is not going to happen. You know, we've been living on the rock, allow your boy to explain on that situation. Tax Stone shot up the club, ended up shooting one of Troy Ab's friends or bodyguard, I forgot, took his life, as well as injuring Troy Ab's. And they got, you know, he just been sentenced, and I think it's 20 or 30 years. It's a lot of years, folks. And particularly Tax Stone was at the height of these type of podcasts that talk about rappers and rappers' lifestyles and what's going on in the streets, okay? So Tax Stone started it, and, you know, I guess folks such as, you know, Wallow and Gilly and Wallow, Million Dollars Worth of Game podcast. Okay, try to say that three times fast, folks. they, you know, it kind of ushered in that type of format for podcasting. Math Hoffa is doing that, and a lot of rappers are coming to these podcasts to talk about what's going on in their life in general. before the fame, sort of say, hood talk, street talk, things of that nature. You know, DJ Vlad started that. Well, the Vlad TV started that. And now you see a lot of other former rappers are getting into that lane. You got Mace and Cameron. You know, they have a podcast, okay, pretty much, taking this, okay? Now, you know, a lot of people thought that Vlad was pretty much culture vulturing and profiting off of hip-hop when he has no affiliation to hip-hop or to music or to the lifestyle, whatever, you know, gang activities and things of that nature. He has no credibility on any of those avenues. I will say this. When we start doing that, then what do we say to the people that are coming in to this format and they have no history as a musician, a rapper, influencer, or, a gang member? Are we going to use this criteria for all other communities? So sports media personalities cannot talk about sports in general because they was not an athlete, they was not a coach, they was not an owner of any of these teams that they're critiquing about. So we need to be careful going down this road saying, well, you know, this one is affiliated, that one's not affiliated, okay? But let's get back into Bootsy. For the past couple of days, he has been doing some things that would make you think that he's probably not going to get out of this situation, okay? He done sold some of his cars. You know, he done he sold some of his cars. There was some real estate that he was trying to develop in Las Vegas. I think he's not pouring anything into that. He's going to liquidize that as well. He's been liquidizing a lot of stuff and preparing for life behind bars for him, and as well as his family. He has a big family that he takes care of. He's preparing them as well. Now, like I said, everyone's speculating. I done heard numbers such as 7 years, 15 years, 20 plus years. But for someone, you know, I think, Boosie is not 50 years old, folks. All right. I don't know exactly how old is Bootsy, but I know for a fact Bootsy's not 60. And if this was a 20 clip, if this was 20 years, you know, and he was 60, then that means he won't come out until around his 80s. All right. So I'm thinking Bootsy thinking that he's going to be gone for a long, long time. And when he comes back, you know, there's really no future for him. You know, I'm pretty sure, you know, like a Vlad would always have these Bootsy interviews, and word around the campfire is he would pay Bootsy to come on his show. Okay. So Bootsy will come on to his show and he'll pay him like 10 racks just to come, just to make an appearance on Vlad TV. So, that's clearly is probably going to go away. Maybe Vlad change that amount when he does come out. I'm pretty sure he's going to have some excellent content for Vlad TV when he does come out, if he comes out. But he will come out. But, but is that going to be more or less? I think it's going to be less, because a lot of people, when he comes out, the only thing irrelevant about Boosie at that juncture is his time in prison. I mean, he can make a lane doing that. He can make some money doing that. But is that going to be enough money to take care of his responsibilities and his obligations as well as his family? So you got to look at it that way as well. So I feel like it's over for Boosie, and he basically snitched on himself. Now, A lot of people are sitting up here saying, oh no, there was somebody that started a live and law enforcement was watching that live, and that's why they got so much intel on Boosie. But there have been other reports that suggest that law enforcement was already there. They had the helicopters out, and he has been busted. I mean, he has been pulled over many times for having weapons in the car. Now, not only Boosie is going to jail, but his bodyguard is going to jail as well. Now, he may not, have as much time as Boosie, but when the rubber meets the road and pressure makes diamonds, and if he's never had that life or been in that life as far as being incarcerated, losing his freedom, and he has more to lose than Boosie. I mean, it looks fly and stuff on the street that you've been in jail, but a reputable security firm is probably going to wave away from you as far as you doing job, going back into security work. You can't really necessarily depend on Boosie taking care of you for the rest of your life. So I'm pretty sure, and I think Boosie and his lawyers know this, that they're probably going to, put a little pressure on the security guard, and the security guard's going to fold like a tent to reduce his sentence. Okay, where time served, that type of Boosie has been, before this arrest, Boosie was in the news, speaking on numerous crimes that are court and things of that nature. He was moving sort of kind of reckless, and a lot of people are going to probably say, well, how is that being reckless? I say this, with the history Boosie has, he needs to stay away from court or speaking on people's situations in court or crime in general, because a lot of these agencies in law enforcement take that as an insult. Okay. And he was really speaking real reckless about people's situations in court. And, and particularly when you got the history as Boosie does, sometimes you need to stay away from that stuff. But Boosie was living reckless, and you could tell, because Boosie would still go to the hood. He would still hang out in the hood. But there's a reason why the hood is no good, because someone that dislikes you, or someone who could be a fan of you not knowing or not having enough common sense, and they're taking pictures and videos because you're Boosie. Sometimes you get yourself caught up in situations that you can't get yourself out of. And that's what pretty much happened to Boosie. Now, a lot of people saying that this guy who created this live stream, I think the Instagram is called It's Me Ma, I'm Live Again. I forgot the correct label of this Instagram account. You can go check it out for yourself. He was the one, that was the live stream a lot of law enforcement was utilizing to indict Boosie. But I think they've been watching Boosie for quite some time now. I think they were just building it up. And when they had enough on him to where they can put him away for a long, long time, that's when, stuff went left for Boosie. Can he get out of this situation? He could probably get out of a couple of what he's being accused of, but I don't think he's going to get out of everything. Unless he knows something that can potentially help them on a previous case, possibility. But do Boosie know anything from other court cases? I highly doubt it. He may have a general idea, but I highly doubt it. And Boosie is going to be in prison for a very, very long time. He's going to be a very old, Boosie is already an older guy. He's not in his 20s or in his 30s. I think he's almost, I think he's pushing 40. He was already an old guy, but he was moving like he was like a teenager. So yeah, I just wish the best for Boosie. I hope he could get himself out of this situation where he doesn't serve a lot of time, but it looks like he's going to be serving some major time. And we're going to move away from Boosie. Send some prayers out to his family as well as Boosie himself. And I wasn't going to talk about this, but I kind of dabbled on it a little bit on the Boosie segment. You know, Tax Stone is going to be going to jail. I don't know the correct amount of years, but it's going to be almost 3 decades. And, you know, once again, Tax Stone is one of those situations that when he went to jail, it's not like when he goes to jail, he's a young man and he's going to squander away his youth as well as his potential. And then maybe he got a shot to come back into the game, start him a podcast, and you know, it'd be business as usual. I mean, he's going to be a very old man when he comes out. And the landscape of podcasts, you know, they're already talking about podcasting is an oversaturated market. You know, 10 years ago or 15 years ago, nobody was doing podcasts this serious and this deep. There was really no money into podcasting, but it seemed like everybody had something to say, including Wah, okay? And now podcasting is the new lane of entertainment. Now, there's a lot of experts that say that there's too many podcasts out there, and it's an oversaturated market, but it's an oversaturated market in any genre, okay? In music, in social media, in television. So it's an oversaturated market in all forms of entertainment. But you know, you take it as is. So Tax Stone is, he had the potential of being up there with DJ Academics. And, you know, like I said, Tax Stone pretty much was one of the founders of, you know, this type of format of podcasting, what he was doing. But now he's going to be going to jail for a long time. Now, he did plead in court talking about how the reason why he brought a gun to him at the venue is because he felt his life was threatened because of his beef with Troy Ave. I will say this, if it's that serious to you, then maybe you should either not go to the venue or bring security with you, okay? Bring some qualified, licensed security, not just some random axe injection off the corner, but, you know, get somebody that's affiliated with being a professional security guy. If you felt that way, and that's why the judge was not necessarily buying it, and basically it's over for Tax Stone. DJ Academic talked about it briefly a couple of days ago. I was watching his live stream on Rumble, but it's pretty much over for Tax Stone. Tax Stone's name doesn't weigh heavy. It just doesn't weigh heavy like a Boosie. You know, Boosie was popular for other things other than being a rapper. People seem to forget Boosie was a rapper. You know, Boosie would go on Vlad TV and tell his stories. And that's how he was, you know, making his lane and making his money. He's one of those interesting characters, so to say. Had interesting stories. And, you know, he would do a lot of funny and sometimes serious things on IG. He kind of reminds me of Gilly and Wallow wrapped into one. He's not as funny as Gilly. And he's not as, Wallow had all the stories. He didn't have that persona, but he was a distant second behind those two guys where he can just generate content off his life and off himself. He didn't necessarily have to generate content from other people's situations, all right? So Tax Stone is not that guy when it comes to that. I think he's good at podcasting. But like I said, when he comes back, when he's a free man, who knows how podcasting is it going to last that long, or it's going to be another form of entertainment that we're going to be getting into. I think the VR lane, if you guys are content creators and, you know, you're trying to make it on YouTube or Twitch or podcasting, I tell people all the time, look at where the technology is going. And if you don't see no one starting a lane on that type of technology, you need to start a lane on that immediately. I think VR is going to be the next, you know, everyone, that's going to be the next evolution of another form of entertainment. There's a lot of VR headsets out there. There's a lot of VR that does games and things of that nature. It's just not a lot of entertainment in VR because, you know, no one is really paying attention to it. I suggest if you're a content creator, you better get in that VR lane. All right. But, but nevertheless, it is what it is. But TaxStone is going to be gone for a very, very long time. I don't know if TaxStone is knowledgeable with VR, and who knows what, how entertainment is going to change, you know, three decades from now. Okay. So a lot of people saying it's a wrap for TaxStone. All right. So, we're going to move from that. And we're going to talk about Meghan Markle and her husband. They've been dropped from Spotify. And word around campfire is that they signed a podcast deal with Spotify. And during that deal, they only generated 12 episodes. And that's more than a year. And there's also saying that there's a... And between those 12 episodes, they was not in a lot of those episodes. A lot of those episodes were done by other staffers that were hired by the royal family. Well, the denounced royal family, if you want to say that. And Ben Simmons talked about it. Spotify talked about it. And they're basically calling them, you know, shysters. Well, Ben Simmons called them shysters. Drifters, he called them drifters. Someone that wants to, you know, pretty much, someone that wants to make money off of doing absolutely positively nothing. So they've been dropped by Spotify. I do apologize for that noise. They've been dropped by Spotify, and it looks like they're not getting back into the podcasting lane. Because Spotify thought, just like the rest of us thought, that when they signed the contract, they was going to tell us the ins and outs about the royal family. They was going to give us some dirt about the royal family. They was going to tell us the lifestyle of the royal family. That was the whole purpose of Spotify giving them that type of money. And possibly do some interviews. But they just took the money and ran. And there's a boatload of episodes they weren't even in. They just allowed the staffers to do those episodes. And only 12? 12? That's all you could produce was just 12, all right? It's not like you had other obligations, bigger obligations and bigger responsibilities. So they've been dropped. And this comes on the heels of Jemele Hill being dropped from Spotify, her podcast Unbothered. And despite what you guys think, I talked about this on my YouTube channel. I'm Chris Adam One. I also dabbled into it on my other YouTube channel, Just My Opinion Podcast. Check them out, by the way. Subscribe, hit the notification bell, and share it with your friends, family, and followers. Shameless plug, but I digress. I talked about this about Jemele Hill. I talk about how when word came out that she was going into the podcasting lane and she was going to sign a contract with Spotify, I told you guys. I think Jemele Hill, in the right circumstances, with the right system set up for her, And if she do what makes Jemele Hill great, she could be very successful in this entertainment media game. I think Jemele Hill sometimes go a little bit too left. I think Jemele Hill could be rigid and edgy sometimes. And a lot of the content Jemele Hill it turns a lot of people off, all right? And it turns the people off that are writing checks for Jemele Hill to have an opportunity or a job, all right? And this is eerily similar to when she was working at ESPN. Jemele Hill, if she would have stayed in the sports game and just, you know, focus on that, Jemele Hill had the potential of possibly being that big of a voice in sports entertainment. And people are going to say, well, why are you saying all that? Okay, allow your boy to explain. I think Jemele Hill, if she would have stayed in the sports lane, would have been very dominant. She was very informative, attractive, comedic, informational. She was the total enchilada of sports media. But Jemele Hill sometimes wants to dabble and talk about other things, such as politics. And that's why she got in a little hot water with ESPN, because she was talking about politics and about Donald J. Trump. A lot of people don't understand. Jemele Hill and Michael Smith were going to do the 6 p.m. Sports Center. That's royal land right there. Not everybody do the 6 p.m. Sports Center. You got to be a heavy hitter to do Sports Center at 6 p.m. But that was not good enough for Jemele Hill. And I think low-key, and I talked about this, Jemele Hill not only squandered her career at ESPN, but she also squandered Michael Smith. Because when they let Jemele Hill go, you know, Michael Smith was feeling a certain kind of way. And I think Jemele Hill got into Michael Smith thinking that, oh, they don't respect you over there. And now Michael Smith is on NBC Sports. And you know, she pretty much ruined two careers. She ruined her career in sports television, and she sort of almost ruined Michael Smith. Now, he did bounce back and went to NBC Sports, but folks, we're talking about NBC Sports. NBC Sports is not Fox Sports 1, and it's definitely not ESPN. Michael Smith should be, you know, in primetime hours, all right? But he's struggling to find his way on NBC Sports, but that's neither here nor there. But Jemele Hill wants to be known as something different than what is the essence of her popularity. And then she did Carrie Champion and her did a show on Vice that flopped. It flopped right out the gate. I told you guys it was going to flop, you know, and she's no longer working over at Vice. Now she's doing her own thing, her own podcast. Carrie Champion is... Sorry about that. I had some technical difficulties. Jemele Hill is leaving Spotify. Now, she's saying that she's leaving Spotify on her terms, but low-key, Spotify just let her go. It's same situation with the Shannon Sharp thing. I did a video on Shannon Sharp. A lot of people think that Shannon Sharp was let go by Fox Sports 1. Got fired from Fox Sports 1. I'll talk about that at a later time and at a later date, because I'm going to do a deep dive into that. But, Jemele Hill, a talented person like Jemele Hill. And by the way, CNN picked up Jemele Hill, and they was going to do a CNN Plus app service, a streaming app. And it died. That had nothing to do with Jemele Hill, but it died before it even launched. So they no longer want to do that type of streaming service. And a lot of those original shows for that CNN Plus fell through the wayside. okay? They picked up a few, but the rest of them, you're on your own, and Jemele Hill was on that chopping block, okay? But that had little to do with Jemele Hill, more to do with CNN. But a person like Jemele Hill, she's probably going to get picked up in the podcasting landscape. You know, Charlamagne Tha God has the Black Effect. You could possibly see Jemele Hill there. So that y'all, she can just go just independent and do her own thing, similar to what I and other people do. She has a bigger audience and a bigger community than I, but you know, people that are Jemele Hill fans will follow wherever she goes. She still has her YouTube channel. I just don't see Jemele Hill on morning television or afternoon television, unless she put a filter, you know, unless she wants to filter what she says on these primetime networks. And I feel like a lot of these networks really don't want to do business with Jemele Hill, because Jemele Hill sometimes can be a little bit too toxic. And having Jemele Hill on your network, sometimes Jemele Hill's beliefs would spread like wildfire to all your other major talented personalities on your network. Like when she was at ESPN, she was spewing what she believed in and what they pretty much changing how ESPN should branch out and talk more other than sports. And it influenced Carrie Champion and influenced her future and her decision with ESPN. And it influenced her. She's pretty much out the door at ESPN. The woke movement, that's what a lot of people called it. Michael Smith, he no longer works at ESPN. He's at NBC. And that type of attitude and that type of persona could probably spew and spread out like an infectious disease. And there's a possibility that you might have some situations at the workplace. But nevertheless, everyone makes their own decisions. If you believe one of your coworkers so seriously, you start embodying what they believe in, and it's the wrong thing, it's the wrong language, and it's the wrong thing that a lot of these corporations want to endorse, then there's a possibility that you're jeopardizing your career as well as your job. But tomato tomato, whatever you want to do. All right, so yeah, that's all I got on the Jemele Hill front. We also talked about the Rural Families podcast, 12 episodes. We talked about that. We talked about Boosie Badass. I forgot to talk about Casanova. Casanova, while he was in prison, got a $150 on his face. Somebody slashed his face, all right? And he pleaded to the judge that he denounced this gang, and he sees the error of his way, so to say. His agent wrote a letter to the judge. His wife wrote a letter to the judge. And they're trying to undo something that has already been finalized. Tax Stone is just like a lot of people out there. They have to learn the hard way. The smart individuals or the smarter individuals make decisions that's going to affect them as far as growth and development, and as far as being a better person, as far as making better decisions. And a person that has a lot riding are not going to make childish decisions. Now, you have to understand, when you choose the lifestyle of being or repping a gang, you take everything good and bad from that. And there's no undoing that. You can't say, I'm Gorilla, I'm Blood, I'm Crip, and you're on that campaign, and you don't want to take any of the negativity or the responsibilities as far as jeopardizing your freedom go. So when you go full in, you go full in. And that's the difference between people that are in crime, that in the lifestyle of crime and gang activity, versus civilians. And the civilians understand that. Everyone knows their lane. You know, everyone's not trying to be a wannabe gangster or wannabe thug. Okay. And when you look at Casanova, he had a lot to lose. I mean, in the music scene, he was making a name for himself. As a personality, he was making a name for himself. He was signed with Roc Nation. Roc Nation would have opened many doors for Casanova to flourish in. You know, even when, even long before he's done rapping, Casanova's brand and Casanova's image was going to continue to allow him to make money. But Casanova got with the wrong people, or the right people, depending on how you want to look at it. And now he's all in on being a gorilla, being in this gang lifestyle. And he got a little taste of it in prison. And now he's probably, and you know, Casanova was talking about when he first got locked up, how when he was on top of the world, people would come to him. You know, he had friends beyond friends. You know, everybody wanted to ride on the Casanova wave. And now since he's locked up, nobody came to visit him. But Casanova has to understand that he probably had a lot of people around him that were, it was a teeter-totter to them. They just wanted to be around Casanova, but they didn't necessarily want it to pledge in, as far as being in a gang. And now since you're locked up, there's nothing that you can do for them. Sometimes people have the wrong intentions being around you. Some of them can be your friends, and some of them just want to benefit by being around you. Okay, that's just the way it pretty much goes. But now he's denouncing the gang, and he's pleading to the judge. But I don't think everything that was already set in motion, I just don't think anything's going to change. If anything, it's going to be a bigger target on him when he's in prison, and he's going to serve the rest of his time. And but what he can do is be a beacon out there for the youth that thinks about choosing this lane. And he can be pretty much like the spokesperson and say, hey, look, you definitely don't want to choose this lane. I had high potential, you know, to go beyond this, and look at me now. You definitely don't want to choose this lifestyle. So, yeah, just put, you know, Casanova in your prayers. Hopefully he can get out of this situation. And like I said, he's going to be doing some serious time. He's not going to get out of jail anytime soon unless he rolls over some people. But, you know, I think he rolled over. I think by him denouncing the guerrilla gang, I think a lot of those gang members are going to be wary of Casanova, of thinking, well, maybe he's going to roll on us to reduce his sentence or possibly become free. I don't think he's going to become free. So, yeah, that's it. That's it for I'm Chris the Don One podcast. I hope you guys liked it. Can you do your boy a favor? Can you do your boy a solid? Please subscribe to my Spotify podcast. Just subscribe there. You don't necessarily have to watch the episode, listen to the episodes there, but subscribe to there, and then you can listen to my podcast on wherever you want to listen it on. All right. Because we got to have a certain number of people subscribe to Spotify for me to utilize the other tools, as well as the other bonus stuff that we can utilize. You know, it just seemed like, and I talked about this briefly, how a lot of us was birthed from the Anchor app. A lot of us started our podcast journey on Anchor. And now since Spotify bought out Anchor, and when we was on Anchor, we had to do these recommendations and have these requirements. We had to have so many listeners and so many people subscribe, and then we can utilize the other tools as well as, getting paid off of Anchor. And now since Spotify owns Anchor, we have to pretty much redo all this stuff over again. There's people that was already on Anchor that, you know, already met these requirements, already is already in the Spotify algorithm, all right? So now we have to redo all this all over again. You think this stuff would have been grandfathered in, okay? But, you know, it is what it is, folks. It just is what it is, you know. It's not going to stop a hustler. It's not going to stop, we got to do what we got to do, all right? So, guys, I'm up out of here. I will talk to you guys next week. Same back time, same back channel. Be on the lookout for Too Early for this podcast premiering this Saturday morning. It's your boy, the host of the Boaster, Do Not Brag a Boaster. I'm coming to you guys live from coast to coast. It's your boy. I'm up out of here. I will see y'all next week. See you. Don't want to be ya. Peace and hair grease. All right. See you. I'm out.